How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. People were asking for a welfare check in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook yesterday on me because I didn't do any NFL bets.
We also don't believe in welfare.
Not at all. Not at all on this show. Never have, never will. I'll be honest with you guys. You saw my bet slips on Saturday for college football. I got fucking destroyed. Week after week in college football here, it seems to be continued chaos. Biggest shock, let's start with that. Alabama, 3 points against Oklahoma. I mean, I didn't even bother putting that game on because I thought it was going to be such a blowout.
That was a shocker. I thought Alabama was going to roll. That blew a couple teasers for me.
We all did.
I tried to tell you. Told you, Oklahoma and Norman. It's going to be weird.
It's weird, but let's face it. They haven't had a good team in years over there. And for Alabama to put up 3 points is pretty fucking shocking. Just now,
get them out. Alabama's done.
We'll get to that.
You can't nuke everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing with them, though. You can nuke that. That's the thing with the 12-team playoff.
Fuck it, dude. Put in like 7 SEC schools. Why? Indiana, get out of here.
Why? Hang on. We'll get to it. But with Alabama, it's the same fucking story. Force that kid to throw. Put a spy on him so he can't run, and then that's it. That's the game plan.
Sure, yeah, but you should still be able to beat Oklahoma, right?
I 100% agree.
That's just SEC, baby.
The fact that they went from 7 to only 13 scoring 3 points
tells you everything you need to know.
What the fuck is that?
They're jamming them in there.
Like, get out of here.
They're going to jam them in the fucking playoffs.
Alabama's not going to make the playoffs.
Tennessee's in. Almost certainly, if they beat
Tennessee,
Vandy.
Probably gets in.
Don't Texas, know that they beat Vandy.
Like, if I agree, but
I still think that if by some stretch, and A&M lost too, they looked like shit. Even though it came down to the wire, whatever, 4 overtimes, I don't care. They looked terrible in that game.
They got bailed out by calls to even get them 2 overtimes.
If they lose to Texas, which I think they will, there's still a path for South Carolina to fucking hop skip a couple of people. Especially because Clemson's, 12 right now. I don't know what they're in CFP, but AP, they're 12. If South Carolina beats Clemson, and I think they will, flip-flop them. Put South Carolina in the goddamn playoff.
Well, I agree.
Being ranked 12 won't get you in.
Certainly not.
Yeah.
But it helps.
If you're top 10, you're probably pretty safe.
Yeah. But. I'm going to say something fucking bold on this show. I think South Carolina has looked way better than Alabama.
That
all
kid
year
Sellers,
round.
I'm telling you, he's winning the Heisman next year.
Well, Alabama did beat South Carolina.
They did? Yeah. What was the score of that game?
It was close.
27-24.
It was not as close as
where
that.
Where was it
hour.
At?
It was at Bama.
It was happening while we were at the Oregon-Ohio State game.
Oh, yeah. God.
So
okay.
Alabama
beat South Carolina.
Yeah, it was 27-25.
But okay. South Carolina scored a very late touchdown and had to onside kick. It was not.
It was bullshit.
Yeah, it was not as close.
So 27-18 then.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, then how do you justify? Okay, well, right, but then how do you justify a South Carolina over an Alabama?
Because there's no transitive property in sports.
But that's
in
not South transitive.
Not transitive. They played each other.
No.
If it's down, if that last slot is down to the two of them, Bama should get it.
No, because Bama lost to Vanderbilt. They lost to Tennessee. They lost to Oklahoma. All on the road, fair enough. Same with Georgia, 2 losses all on the road in the SEC.
South Carolina has a home loss to LSU.
Mm. Put them both in.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but I'm just saying, like, it would be oof.
I think that they set a precedent last year. Forget about 12 versus 4 teams. They set a precedent last year looking at how good the team is right now, right, with Florida State. That, yeah. By the way, who was 10-0, right? They looked at that team and like, no, your quarterback's gone. Fuck you. Sellers is playing better than anybody in college football right now. Yeah, you got to put them in.
Get the Big 12 out.
If they rock Clemson, which I think they're going to beat Clemson by fucking two touchdowns, I think they're going to fuck them up.
The Big 12 should have no teams. Boise shouldn't make it either.
Boise, I would put in because they've got a great player and you want
to
see it.
They're going to lose to UNLV.
But the Big 12 doesn't belong in there.
Army, get them out of my face.
If they beat UNLV, then when you put Boise in?
You have to.
They're going to get in if they beat UNLV, but if they lose. No.
Whomever wins the Mountain West Championship right now, assuming neither of them fuck up next week or this coming week, is in, period.
And I, to be honest, wouldn't mind seeing Arizona State get in.
Me either. They played hard. Yeah.
It's a solid program. They're chippy, and they might be one. If you're talking about teams from like 9, 10, 11, 12 that are going to bump one of the higher, like upset somebody, Arizona State is top of that goddamn list because that's what that's all they do is upset people.
And I mean, they're technically, in my mind, a one loss team because they lost a game to Cincinnati where their starter was out. Levitt just didn't play, so
I'm not counting that. So what do you do with Indiana then? Because this
Indiana's in.
This game was a fucking curb stomp, one. Mm-hmm. Two, Ohio State has no offensive line. They can't run the ball anymore, so you knew what they were going to do the whole fucking game. You knew the game plan going into this, and you still got fucking trounced like this?
It doesn't matter. Just the way it works out. They're benefiting from being in that conference and not having to play in that title game. This is going to happen at least once every year.
This is the only ranked team they've played, and they got fucking destroyed with no offensive line.
Right, they're going to get in, though, because of all the things that happened in the SEC this weekend.
Yeah.
So you think they're in?
Yes.
They're probably in.
There's almost certainly no way.
I wouldn't put them in.
I mean, if they still have to handle business with a very difficult Purdue. Just kidding. Purdue hasn't won a game
they
in
could be the spoiler.
Yeah, they'll go 1-8.
Where is that game?
It's in Indiana. Wow.
It would be funny if
Purdue's only conference win is to knock Indiana out.
That's what you want to do in a rivalry game. If you're a nobody, if your team sucks,
you can make a name for yourself.
Yep. Yeah. But unlikely, right? So it's probably true that Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon all get in from the Big Ten.
And Penn State.
And Penn State.
Because they survived over the weekend at Minnesota.
Fucking told you to watch out for those Gophers.
Yeah, and it was a good game. Like,
to be honest, the surprising part of that wasn't the closeness of the game. It's that Penn State managed to score 28 points.
They had to pull off a fake punt to win the game.
Mm-hmm. And they did it. It's just survived now at this point. And who's Penn State playing last? Who's their last game of the year?
Michigan State.
It's
at home?
I think it's at Michigan State, I think. Let me check. No, that doesn't matter. Suck. Michigan State, that's like a fucking high school team at this point.
So we're looking at
It's Maryland. Which is
it home, at home or
it doesn't matter. It's at home, but it wouldn't matter.
No, but it's good if it's a home game because look, you win, you're in, and the fans will be hyped for it. So yeah, that'll be fucking great.
Maryland's also 1-7 in conference.
So if we're saying what we're all saying, because I think obviously we're going to do a live watch next Saturday for Ohio State, Michigan, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Obviously, Ohio State wins, they're in against Oregon. Does that cement the Big Ten then with four teams?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know how you wouldn't with that with those four teams.
If I had to guess, if only one could do it, if SEC or Big Ten would put in four teams, Big Ten is the only one that I would choose at this point.
Now, what if Ohio State loses to Michigan, and then Oregon?
If Ohio State loses to Michigan, they won't shut that program down.
Hang on, but they won't play Oregon though. Because that's the thing. Yeah. It'll go to Penn State.
It would go to Indiana then.
But the spread on that just came out, and it's fucking 20 points.
For 20?
For Ohio 28? State.
20?
No, 20.
Oh, that's it?
Minus 20.
I figured it would be higher Michigan's bad.
Michigan just put up 50.
Yeah, don't I know. Last week they did.
Don't let my boy Davis Warren tear you guys out.
Nobody in the crowd or at this table knows who that fucking is.
Yeah.
You don't even know who it is.
He followed me on Twitter
before I deactivated my Twitter because Kamala lost.
Oh, yeah, did you take it off?
Yeah, he's on Blue Sky now.
Smart. Yeah, Blue Sky boy.
With all the pedophiles.
Smart. But, yeah, that's because SEC is going to bitch about this Indiana thing, and I get it, man. I watched that team, and we thought, you know, hey, they're scoring 50 a game and all this other shit. Yeah. Quarterback is 8-for-18 for 40 yards.
I mean, it's like like I said the last 2 weeks, like South Carolina would have Indiana's record if they played in the Big Ten.
Yes.
South Carolina would be better.
Probably
would have beaten Ohio State.
Maybe honestly, it just depends. But it doesn't Indiana ain't played nobody. Paul, Yeah. Like nobody.
And then, look, Ohio State's being saved by the best defense in the nation, and that's simply it right now. But
or inept offenses from the Big Ten.
Look, they were good. They were averaging a fuck ton of game before their line went out, but it's a different story now. And I'll be curious to see that Oregon game in a couple weeks, as will everybody else.
No, I'm just
if they
saying,
put it on at noon, I'm going to lose my
State,
fucking mind.
The competition, for whatever reason, the Big Ten just doesn't have offense except Oregon.
Yeah. So here's ESPN's CFP playoff predictor right now.
Okay.
Oregon, Ohio State have greater than 99% chance of
they're
making
in.
The playoff.
They're both in. Yes. Yep.
Penn State's got 99%. Mm-hmm. Texas, 98%. Indiana, 98%. Georgia, 91%.
Now, Texas loses to A&M this weekend. They're probably still in.
Yeah, probably in, yeah.
Even though
is
they
that
have,
their second loss?
That'll yeah. be their
it
second
be their
loss.
Second loss.
Yeah,
they're in.
But they haven't beaten anyone.
Notre Dame's at 90%. Miami's at 80% because they think they're going to beat SMU in the championship game.
I don't know.
SMU's at 63%. I think that's
Miami could literally lose every single week.
I can't wait for that game.
Miami SMU?
Yeah.
Well,
that's going to be a fucking great game.
Supposes that is the game. Now, SMU's in. They have clinched their spot. Mm. But if Miami loses at Syracuse this week, which they could.
They could.
Yeah. Every now and again, Kyle McCord will fucking tune it up.
Honda,
every now and again.
Honda will start.
He'll throw four touchdowns every now and again.
The Honda will start occasionally.
And then Clemson's done with conference games.
Yeah, they're done.
So Clemson would be in.
Holy shit.
And honestly, Miami could lose this weekend.
They could.
They could probably still get in.
Yeah, because Miami. Branding helps.
Yeah, but that's a two-loss team. That would be a bad loss.
Tennessee's
not good.
Tennessee is at 76%.
Mm-hmm. They have to beat Vandy.
Yeah.
But that's not a given anymore.
Look,
not this year.
We have chatted with them about doing a hard AF Seltzer deal behind the scenes and everything else. I can tell you right now. With everything in me, with the boosters, all their other shit, they're treating this as if this is their Super Bowl and they finally want to knock off Big Brother and have a fucking party there, and it's a resurgence for Vanderbilt and maybe they can continue this going on into next season. They're going to give everything they have in this game, and I don't know that I'm not dropping money on Vandy.
I mean, this is the perfect opportunity for Heupel to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yes.
Perfect opportunity. And I wouldn't be shocked in any way if fucking Tennessee got beat in this game.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't be shocked if they won by 20 points either, but I definitely would not be shocked if they lost.
Old droopy face blowing it last minute. He could never.
He could always. So we'll see what happens there. Army lost. They got housed. Are they out?
Notre Dame looks great, by the way.
They could beat
Notre Dame can win a title, I think.
That's a crazy statement that I will never ever believe in.
Yeah. I mean, they always find a way to fuck it up. It's like saying the Mets can win the World Series, but they've got the talent.
I'm about to flash the Celtic cross on my back, a full Notre Dame fan like I was when I was 12 years old.
Boy, I don't think so. Look, Notre Dame is a strange team, man. Because Riley Leonard, 10 for 13, 148 yards.
The quarterback doesn't matter.
I guess not. Because Army then ran for 100 and fucking, their quarterback ran for 140 yards in this game.
Yeah, that's their offense.
I didn't watch it, but.
That's what Army run the does.
Yeah.
He doesn't throw.
Who's Notre Dame really played this year?
A&M.
Okay.
They have a road win
first game
A&M
of the year.
Week one.
First game of the year, right?
Rest of the schedule is pretty bad.
Awful. And then they lost in Northern Illinois. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that, though. They lost to Marshall.
I mean, they beat Louisville, Navy, and Army, who were all ranked at the time of those games. So say what you want about that, but it matters.
Louisville has five losses now, I think.
They also do that.
Navy and they do always fall out. Navy and Army are good wins.
But looking at the rest of it, Purdue, Miami of Ohio, Stanford.
Got USC this weekend.
Georgia Tech was without Haynes King. I learned the hard way on that one because I bet on it.
Yeah, I mean, if they got to. They don't have to, but it would be nice to see them rough up USC.
I mean, who's Penn State's best win? Illinois?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
And I mean, they beat Penn State, or they beat USC barely.
Right.
Like, they pulled that out last minute.
And obviously, who's Indiana's best win?
Nobody.
Right.
So, I mean, we're stuck in a year that, like, now it's back to what I said. Do we have 12 good teams to fill up a fucking playoff?
No, we don't have 12 good teams, but it makes it fun.
Yeah, and
everyone's flawed.
To not leave the SEC out, Texas also has no good wins.
Mm. Yes.
So it's like, it just...
Everyone's flawed. It's great.
This is a flawed year. It's going to be...
But there's really only three teams that can
win. And you know what? Last year was a flawed-ass year, too.
But
with just four teams last year.
Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia. That's your natty.
Yeah, it's one of those three, I think.
Same. By the way... This fucking UMass game, Division II school for Georgia.
Well, no, independent FBS.
They're Division One.
Division One.
Are they?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they had 226 yards rushing against Georgia at home, which is fucking concerning there. So I know they won 59-21, but at one point I turned this on. It was 31-21. I was like, the fuck is happening here? And then Georgia turned it up after that.
Kirby's
kind of
like Saban, where like teams he's supposed to smash, he lets them get theirs.
Okay. Texas versus Kentucky this weekend. Turned that off at halftime. It was 24-7. Penn State was able to hang on, just survive for Penn State, and then get a home game. You get a home game on December 20th. When I was watching that Browns game on Thursday nights, which was fucking awesome, by the way. Holy shit, what a fucking blessing of a Thursday night game to watch Jameis in the fucking snow up there. You get a fucking team up to Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. December 20th. Good fucking luck. I don't know. I don't care who it is. That's going
to
be awful.
No, a team nobody wants to face right now that should represent the Big 12 because I think they are the best.
Arizona State.
No, the best team in the Big 12 right now is your Kansas Jayhawks.
Three straight.
They're five and four, though.
They're not getting in.
They're
but.
Five and six.
Or five and six?
Yeah.
Do they've lost six games.
They have to be kicking themselves. Like, this was theirs for the taking.
I mean, BYU. Easily. BYU looked good for a while.
BYU stinks.
And then they're not good. Fucking stink.
I mean, they beat SMU in what game? Third
week
game
two,
of the season?
I think. Week two.
Boise State struggled against Wyoming.
Hey, you don't just walk into Laramie. All right.
Spooky place.
No, you've got to take eight fucking planes to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
Really 2 hour, place to get 2 hour bus ride. Fucking sucks going up there.
Yeah. Let's go through the rest of this here. Ole Miss at Florida. Ole Miss loses another one.
Let's talk about it. Because committee. I've been trying to say this for a while. This is Lane's ceiling. He is a 10-win coach at best. He's not really.
It's pretty good for Ole Miss.
I know it is. Yes. I don't know that Ole Miss knows that. I know Ole Miss doesn't know that. Because like I've said before, Ole Miss has this weird thing where they don't realize they're like the Chicago Cubs of the SEC, where they are a storied franchise, but they're not good. They just have the Grove is like Wrigley Field. They just have this historic setting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I agree.
But they've never been good.
It's hard to get there too.
Like, you gotta fly into a different state. You gotta fly into Memphis.
Yep.
What's the biggest city in Mississippi? Jackson.
Yeah.
And that's not even a million people.
Yeah. No, you still gotta commute. Like, there's no directs.
I mean, they do have the fat. I think Jackson is the fattest city in the country.
That makes sense.
It makes sense. Nice. It's all deep fried shit.
With a PH or
no?
Oh,
no. Nope. It's not 1998.
That's peak Americana. It's just McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. Wherever.
I don't want to hear that shit because all Donald Trump has been eating nothing but McDonald's for 60 years,
and he's fat,
and he's the president of the United States.
He is fat.
He's like our.
His energy level is higher than mine, which is nuts.
He's truly our first fat president since Taft.
He's not actually fat, though. Like, the way his body... He is fat.
He's fat.
It's like he's fat. He's fat the same way. You ever seen that shirtless picture of Elon where all the fat is up here, but it's not down? It's not saggy?
Right.
What is that? Is that like he's a fucking quado? What the fuck is
he's
that?
He's sucking
no,
in.
It's like a quado, dude.
This is just Trump. The way he walks, you can tell. It's not hanging down here. It's like a high pregnancy.
Well, first off, you don't know what he's wearing under those suits.
That's true. It could be a girdle, yeah.
He's vain enough to work.
Oh yeah.
If that's what's powering him to do three fucking rallies a day, though, sign me up.
That's
Jesus
fine.
Christ.
I mean, meth isn't good for you either, but it'll keep you going.
That's true.
Well,
if I could stay
right.
If it's 78, I'm cocaine. Able to stay awake for 18 hours a day, then whatever I'm doing is working.
Well, the thing is, the body is a battery and you only have so much energy you can expend before you die. And that's what Donald Trump believes, and that's why he doesn't work out.
Maybe.
It's a waste of time. I got shit to do.
Yeah, like professional bowlers.
But yeah, Lane, this is just – and Lane still should be the coach in perpetuity for Ole Miss, but it's just like – this is his ceiling. Like, it's and it sucks because last year they would have been a playoff team.
I'm sure Napier was a little geared up hearing all the rumors that Lane was going to take his job.
The fuck was, dude. He was playing like this was his Super Bowl, which it was. It was. He might have saved his job.
Napier is getting a little hot.
Napier saved his job.
He might have just saved his job because they're bowl eligible now. They're winning, and they just beat a number nine team in the country.
They have a promising quarterback in Lagway. Yep. So, like, he's going to get another year.
That's what I think, too.
He pulled what I call the Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Now, we all remember last year, and they finally won a natty, but he was mediocre for years. And the first part of the season would be shit. And then
he was always a 10 win.
He sold his soul.
Yeah,
he won that title.
Certainly did. Yes, he would win 10 games, sure, but there would be close games.
And then he lost to Ohio State.
That shouldn't be close games. And 7 years in a row, he lost to Ohio State. But he would win 10, so they kept him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And then finally he was like, well, I better do something because this isn't going to last forever, and he cheated.
We're just going to be in a weird era where the SEC is going to beat up on each other and coaches are going to get fired for losing three or four games.
It's yeah.
Like, but
yeah,
you but can't. Is, I don't know, though. And if you're Ole Miss, you cannot get rid of Lane Kiffin because there is no one else out there.
If with all this chaos, four teams still get into the CFP from SEC, nothing will change.
Oh, four
minimum. It'll change the way that we look at wins and losses inside the SEC.
I think four get in because I just – the Big 12 is for sure a one-bid league. Mm. Right?
It should that be
is,
zero.
It should be. It maybe should be zero. Be. And the ACC, it won't be a one-bid league, but it should be. The problem is that SMU is going to win, and then your second and third place teams are going to be named brands that
– Clemson or Miami. And
yeah, but Clemson's going to get smoked by South Carolina, I think, and they're not going to make it.
I agree. I think
Miami can lose that game and still make it.
Yes, and they probably will because it's only two losses, and even though their schedule's ass, it's Miami.
And they haven't been. It is Miami, and they haven't really been on the national stage since the early 2000s. Like not like this, anyways. Yeah. With a prime player, so they're gonna throw them in.
And
there
by
for
the
sure.
way, you want to talk about a team that's gonna get butt fucked in the snow? Because they will be a road game for them if they
for who
for Miami. Yeah. Miami.
Oh god!
Like has Cam ever played in snow before? I mean, yeah, where is he from?
He went to Washington State.
I think he went to Miami specifically to play in warmer weather.
He did,
I believe that was the reason.
Yeah, but he's definitely played in, like, elements.
Yeah, but he didn't like it.
Let's see how good he is in those elements.
didn't want to do it anymore.
Auburn beats A&M in one of the funnest games in the weekend, four overtimes there. And
that was tough for homeboy that dropped the ball. Oh, the lights go out and they storm the field. I'm like, he's going to get stomped.
Yeah, he's going to get killed.
Because he's, like, just laying down in agony, and he's...
he came from Incarnate Word. That's in fucking San Antonio.
What? That's where he started?
Cam Ward. That he played his first 2 years at that weird...
like JUCO situation?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
I didn't know that. Wild. That's wild. That's down in San Antonio. You should live near this place.
Auburn needs to have more respect for itself, though. Rushing the field against a 15th ranked team. Like, it just...
A&M could still win the SEC.
They have nothing to live for.
It's not a good enough win to rush the field.
They have nothing to live. They have nothing to live for.
I've won a natty in my lifetime. Like you have some self-respect.
But it's been how many years since they've been like a legitimate contender?
What was it 06 when they won?
No, they won in 10.
Or 10.
They made it again in 13. They lost to Jameis.
Yeah.
Cam, that's right. Yeah, in 10.
Cam Newton.
Cam in 10, and then they lost. They made it to the natty again in 13.
Was that with Nick Marshall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's soon.
That's too recent to be storming the field
over against the 15th ranked team. Yes,
yeah,
maybe a top five win against a real rival.
Fun, dude. Yeah. Are you talking yourself into a path for Mizzou at this point?
We'll see how this weekend shakes
out. No, let's just not. No. Let's not do that.
No, we're not doing that. Next up was Colorado.
What did we tell you?
God, they got fucking smoked. Yeah, I figured right. So this one I actually won and it was fine, but
this game wasn't even close.
No, it was never close, and it's just. You have – here's my gripe with Travis Hunter. And, like, you want to flash the Heisman post three times? Awesome. You lost. You were down by three touchdowns. Like
– yep. Now
– what do you do?
They got it to with one score, I believe, like in the third.
That's a – against Kansas. Hey, they got it to within one score against Kansas.
Kansas
they only have
dude.
Two of the top five Heisman
they couldn't
contenders.
Stop them. Their defense could not stop them
all game.
And by the way –
they couldn't stop Devin Neal specifically.
Yeah, Neal was
207 yards and three touchdowns.
Which is, by the way, not as good as Saquon Barkley did this weekend. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that later.
Did you see Shadur shove a ref?
Yes.
Yeah.
How is he not suspended for the rest of the year for that?
No.
He shoved a ref in the back.
This guy,
nobody said a fucking word.
I cannot wait for him to just eat shit in the NFL. I was a little warming up on him just because, like, all right, he's playing well, but, like, fuck this
I'm
asshole.
Not on his side. He's starting
fuck
to feel like
if he comes in with that attitude in the NFL, he's going to get his shit pushed in, big time.
He's starting to remind me of Caleb Williams, where I'm like, I'm fucking done with your bullshit.
Yeah,
and
entitlement is never a good thing.
No, and he should be suspended the rest of the year. I've never seen a player push a ref in the back like that.
Yeah, in the back too.
Yes, the ref didn't even see him.
Well, I mean, look, if he can get away with
it, he was asking for it.
No, he got a flag. He got a flag for it, but they got fucking destroyed. They're now out
of
it. Yeah, they're gone, dude.
You know who's going to win the Big 12 is like Iowa State. Which is
are they? They won again. They beat Utah by three.
Look, a 11 and 2 Iowa State that wins the Big 12 is in the playoff.
It's gross.
It's gross, dude. It's absolutely fucking gross.
We got to pull for Arizona State.
But they probably are the fifth seed or whatever.
I mean,
I
want Arizona State to be in because of all the teams that are over there. Like, what do you want from your lower third seeds? You want somebody that's capable of upsets. And nobody in that group is more capable of upsets than Arizona State.
I want to hear
over
Cam
the past
Scatabu.
A couple of years. Right?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Yeah, I do.
I don't want to hear that.
I want to hear it.
Man,
I don't
want to hear that. Gus Johnson would make a meal.
Also, they got an insanely good wide receiver that could just take over a game in Tyson.
But yeah. Imagine Arizona State going to a Penn State for on December 20th.
That would be rough.
Be shocked.
Scatabo's a white boy.
Yeah. He's fine. Yeah. The rest of the team, though.
Levitt's fine. Yeah, Tyson would probably torch Penn State's defense. But I don't think Arizona State's defense could probably hold up against Penn State's run game.
I agree.
But there's more. I mean, obviously, there's a bunch of first-round games. They might not catch that.
South Carolina rolled Wofford, obviously. Mm-hmm. Missouri versus Mississippi State.
That was getting tight.
That was getting tight at halftime there.
It was a little tight at halftime. Look at the time of possession, though. It was like 42-18. But they're completely rolled, though.
They're realistically out, right? There's no shot for them to get in.
Mississippi State has no chance.
Yeah.
Missouri.
It would take something so insane that it's not worth discussing.
Because it would have to be like 11 different scenarios?
Yeah. It would be like the type of thing, if you hit that parlay, you just retire.
Yeah, but you could.
Yeah, you could.
It keeps me coming back every week.
It'll take some stuff that I think is going to happen anyway, like Vandy beating Tennessee and South Carolina would have to like lose to Clemson and stuff like that.
Yeah, but then LSU would have to lose to Oklahoma. Alabama would have to lose as well to Auburn.
There's a million
things that need to happen.
Look,
been a crazy year.
Yeah.
I will say this.
If Bama lost to Oklahoma, why couldn't they lose to Auburn?
I would love to see. Yeah, I know. I would love to see where Missouri ends up in the CFP this week, because that'll be the best gauge of any.
They love you guys.
They keep us ranked, and unlike the fake news media.
We'll see it. When are we going to do college football?
So we're going to switch. I'm going to talk to Derek after the show. We're going to switch it to Wednesday because we need those rankings more than ever now.
Yeah.
Because those we will live and die on. So we'll do NFL tomorrow and then swap.
Well, if he can't do NFL, football. We'll just have him on college.
Either way, he
played college football.
He can do both.
He played a little bit of it, yeah.
Yeah, a tiny bit. And then last but not least here, just because it's our little hard AF team and the hard AF Seltzer effect, Illinois was hanging in there at number 25. I was worried about the boys. They were down 31-30. There was 7 seconds left, and they lined up for a 58-yard field goal into gale force winds. Now, Shiano for Rutgers calls a timeout. And says, hey, let's kind of reevaluate this ice the kicker. Mm-hmm. Illinois then says, you know what? I think this is too far and we can't make it. Let's throw a Hail Mary.
Do you think that Illinois was ever planning on kicking that ball, or were they going to run a fucking fake?
No, they were lined up.
I know, but were they going to fake it? Because who the fuck is going to do that?
They were lined up for it. It was the last. I mean, there's a guy
on their roster in a 58-yarder in the wind.
Not into the wind. There's no fucking body.
But then they brought the offense
back
out there, and they threw a fucking Hail Mary and got it and stunned the nation. It was fucking awesome, dude. So congratulations to
Dozens
those guys.
Dozens of people witnessed it.
Yeah. I know. I was the only one watching it, but I loved it.
And then
congratulations.
One of the biggest games of the week, an unranked game. The late night game.
Yeah.
Colorado State goes down to Fresno State. Huge college playoff football implications.
Because now we are getting UNLV Boise rematch.
Because if Colorado State did one out, they would have been in the Mountain West Championship over UNLV because they have three losses, but none of them were in the Mountain West.
Okay.
So they were ahead of UNLV in the standings.
Yeah. And Colorado State would have gotten their shit pushed all the way into their box.
Destroyed.
So now if everyone holds serve, it'll be Boise UNLV.
Okay.
For the playoff, honestly.
For the playoff. No, that is for the playoff. I do not think an American team's going to get in.
So let's look at start times here for next week, because obviously we're all going away for Thanksgiving and everything else, and then we'll do the sponsors right afterwards. This is a question for you too, because you guys follow this more than we do. Memphis versus Tulane on Thursday nights. What are the implications of that?
That matters. I think Tulane does have a path.
Yeah.
Because they've been rolling everybody. If they beat the shit out of Memphis and then Army, they could honestly, and Boise loses, they probably get the playoffs.
You could get two G5 bids.
It's on Thanksgiving night.
I think they hop UNLV.
By the way, it's on Thanksgiving night, by the way.
Yeah. This is a great, that there are playoff implications. It's not a guarantee that Tulane would get in if they win the American, but Tulane, I think, is the only.
I mean, rankings-wise, they're ahead of UNLV.
Tulane's only losses are behind Boise, Oklahoma obviously. And Kansas State.
Yes, one at home, one on the road.
Yeah. And that Oklahoma loss looks better.
But if South Carolina beats Clemson, it's unlikely that Tulane will hop them, no matter what they do.
All Tulane needs to do is be the fifth highest-ranked conference champion.
Oh, yeah, if they win the conference, I suppose.
Yeah. They just got to beat Memphis and Army and hope UNLV beats Boise.
Yeah.
Okay. Friday games. This is the day after Thanksgiving. These are always a blast. Also, they're doing a Black Friday game on the NFL as well, which we'll get to after the break.
They moved the Egg Bowl.
They did.
Which is blasphemous.
So they moved the Egg Bowl to today, but we'll go Oregon State versus Boise. Boise somehow loses that. Are they
no,
out?
No, they're, they, well, yes, but they're not going to.
I know they're not, that but
that's not even a conference game.
No.
No.
No, but it's just it would affect the ranking.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Tulane it would push them down. Yeah.
Tulane should be rooting for Oregon State.
But it's Oregon State on the road. They're not winning that game.
No, I don't think
Not one prayer. Not on the Smurf turf. They're not winning that.
The other game at noon is Oklahoma State at Colorado. Colorado is no shot anymore.
No, this game doesn't matter anymore.
Okay.
I mean, that when they scheduled it, it made sense.
Colorado still has a path to the championship game.
But they're not going to.
How?
They win and they need some losses.
Mm. Okay.
They need, I think, Iowa State to lose.
Iowa State and BYU, probably.
And BYU.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
which is possible, but.
So let me ask that. This. If that does not happen, then I'm assuming Shadur and Hunter, this is their last game.
They're not playing a bowl game.
Yeah.
There's
no
they're
way. They're out? Okay. No. So if you're a fan of them, go see him because this will probably be your last shot
bucks.
To do it.
Travis Hunter stole the Heisman.
DrinkerBrosTickets.com.
He had a ton of yards and two touchdowns.
He was great. It wasn't his fault, but.
Well, he plays defense too, so.
Well, but he's only one guy.
Like, yeah.
He's a corner. It's not like he got burned. It was just they ran down their throat.
I mean, Genty now has 2,062 yards and 27 touchdowns. If Boise makes the playoff, I think he wins.
I think you might be right. They
now
give him the
now
edge.
That fucking Hunter's out. But who knows, man? Who knows? They'll both be in New York for sure.
Yeah.
I think
we'll
so.
See. I mean,
and then it'll be him, Gabriel.
Cam Ward,
yeah.
Somebody else. That's one four. Fifth one. I think
they're trying to make a push for Will Howard right now, but I don't think so.
He's kind of been really good.
He's been great this year. I have zero complaints about him. Next up is the Egg Bowl. So that's 3:30 game. Nothing there, right?
No spread on that game even.
Not yet.
No, there won't be.
Yeah, there will be.
Mississippi State is real bad.
No, they're terrible. It'll be like 35.
It'll be big.
Well, don't bet that.
But is there any implications in that game?
No.
Can Ole Miss still get in?
Ole Miss needs to win.
Yeah.
I mean, they can win.
And they will.
But I don't. Technically, if five teams from the SEC make it, Ole Miss will be one.
Like, if you're a three-loss SEC team, you just need chaos.
Here's the thing, though. Ole Miss has good wins, but also at least one bad loss.
Mm.
They have two bad losses.
What's
Kentucky and at Florida.
If Ole Miss wins, they're playing. I mean, who cares about Mississippi State? And South Carolina beats Clemson, who's ranked 12th. South Carolina's getting in before Ole Miss.
No, Ole Miss beat South Carolina.
I know. But it's not a matter of that anymore. It's not. This isn't a hard or fast rule. It's about.
Yeah.
what have you done for me lately?
Expanded to 14. The night game here is super interesting because this game was always on Saturday night. They've moved it to Friday night. It is Georgia Tech at Georgia.
Oh, also,
Georgia Tech has been feisty all year. There's a shot.
It's at Mercedes-Benz.
No, it's not.
It's in Athens.
It's in Athens.
It is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Positive.
Yep.
I thought they moved this game to Mercedes-Benz. Mm-hmm.
They usually do.
Mm-hmm.
But for this year, don't really know why. Georgia didn't have a lot of home games this year. It was strange.
Georgia's going to win. Maybe
their neutral site games are home games.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, Mercedes-Benz. It just lets all the alumni go.
Well, it's still a two-hour drive for the students. I mean, you got
to... Yeah, but they're just... you go to any Georgia game in Mercedes-Benz, it's 90% Georgia.
Correct.
Yeah.
Also,
I don't... They set aside tickets for Georgia Tech students, sure. I think it's, what is it, like 500 seats or something like that for the student section?
Cool.
The lowest price you can pay for a ticket right now in Athens for this game is $4,400.
Yeah.
So
no idea why.
Georgia Tech fans... that live in and around Atlanta are not driving down and paying $5,000 to watch that team play. That ain't happening.
It's one of those things where it's a Friday night game in Athens. They win. They're in the title game. Like, people are fucking amped for it. Michigan, Ohio State, tons of implications on that one. That is at noon.
I mean, the implications.
It is now up to 21 now. That spread for Ohio State.
I don't think there's that many implications on that game.
No.
Well, if Ohio State loses.
If there's implications, I guess, for Ohio State potentially getting a bye.
You're still in.
You still want to buy, though.
I think you still want to buy. I get that. But that's not going to affect. I guess the implications would just be downstream.
Yeah.
You get an upset pulled on you guys by Michigan. You miss the Big Ten championship. You're still getting in over Indiana. You're
100%.
Yeah. And then, to be honest, Indiana might not get in because they're going to get beat so bad by Oregon. Like, honestly,
if Indiana had to go play Oregon,
that would be a bad thing for them.
I agree.
For sure.
I agree. Tennessee at Vanderbilt is also at noon. Fuck you guys.
Vandy money line.
All day, I think.
Why not? I mean, that's going to be the best value you get on this game because Heupel certainly could blow them out, but fucking...
You can find some value on the next one, too.
South Carolina. No, Clemson, but
that's only 2.5.
I know, but
South Carolina Clemson is at noon. All these games are at noon, which fucking sucks.
I mean, I'm definitely taking South Carolina money line in that game. Like, no question.
Yeah.
Clubfoot is not
UTSA,
good.
UTSA, Army's out, correct?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
they have no path.
But they'll crush UTSA.
Penn State against Maryland. That is at home. They're fine. They're favored by 25.
Don't even bother betting that. Good. There's a good chance Penn State doesn't play in the second half.
Let's get to the 3:30 game. Notre Dame at USC.
Notre Dame is going to rock USC.
I don't know.
At this point, though, Notre Dame loses, they might still get in.
With two losses? I think you're right.
Because everyone just keeps losing.
Yes. I think you're right.
So Notre Dame could go from a 5 to an 11.
As bad as it is, that loss to Northern Illinois is a blip loss. That's not like, oh, they played fucking a hard, tough game and got their ass kicked against a better conference rival or whatever the fuck. Yeah. It's like, no, they lost to Northern Illinois. Nobody gives a fuck about that game.
Yeah.
Nobody
cares.
Happened
too long ago.
Yeah.
Even though it's literally the worst loss. It'll be the worst loss of any playoff team.
Oh, yeah, by far.
By a lot.
Iron Bowl's on at 3:30?
That's pretty normal.
Why?
Normal.
No, yeah. it was usually the night game.
No,
remember
it ends
the kick
at
six?
Night. It ends
yeah,
at
yeah,
night,
yeah.
Kick six was afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, it ends at 7.
I was after I get out of that barbecue joint. Yeah, it was 7:05. Yeah. You're right.
But it's already dark out, so.
It was one of those games you never forget where you were when that play happened. You were like, holy fucking shit.
Upset alert on this next one.
Yeah, 3:30 Miami, Syracuse.
It's they don't have the weather. Let's see, Syracuse.
No, it's
indoor.
Dome.
It's a dome.
It's a dome.
Oh, that's right.
I met with those guys. So, yeah, that's not a guarantee.
It was a dome that didn't have air conditioning for a while.
Long time.
Named after an air conditioning company.
Yeah, the Carrier Dome.
What do you need that for?
Next up, Syracuse could win that game for sure.
Oh, yeah. Kyle McCord going out on his
absolutely
sword.
Could.
He's trying to get drafted.
No, he's got one more year.
In the seventh round.
Yeah, he's got one more year.
I think everyone does, right? Like with all the COVID shit.
COVID's running out. There's not that many left.
Cam technically still does, but I don't think he's going to stay.
Yeah.
That would be a mistake.
He'll be a senior, so McCord will definitely come back. There's no draft prospect there. Cal against SMU, any possibility there? No?
No.
The only thing it could affect is if the SMU lost that game. They're in the championship already. Like they've clinched it. But if SMU lost that game... then they would. There's no chance that they would get at large bid if they lost the ACC championship.
Right. They still can lose the ACC championship and
get an at large bid.
Maybe
their only loss is to BYU, which is not
and then Miami or Clemson. So
yeah,
and also again, I don't think championship game losses are going to be held to the same standard as a regular season loss. So you can only get punished so much for being forced to play an extra game.
Yeah. Arizona State at Arizona. Obviously, that's a huge game there. Arizona State needs to win this game.
Yes.
Yes.
And they should shit pump Arizona.
Mm. That's another game that's on at 3:30. Arkansas at Missouri.
Be a good game.
Yes, it will be a good game. Mizzou's only favored by 3.5 there.
Yeah,
Arkansas is another team that goes over to the Big Ten. They're probably one of those top 4 or 5 teams.
Fifth.
This year.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. No, I think they're better than Indiana.
They're better than you.
Yeah, I think they're probably not better than Penn State, but better than Indiana for sure.
Purdue at Indiana, obviously that's a game they have to win. That's a night game. Washington at Oregon,
dude. If Purdue wins this game,
Boilermakers, let's go.
If I swear to God, dude,
they're so bad. They're 1-10.
I know, but
I know that Indiana would be for sure out.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So
I don't
they
care.
Lost to a 1-10 Purdue.
Care if they're a 2-loss team. I would put every 3-loss SEC team in over Indiana.
Yeah, I agree. Washington and Oregon is after that. All right. The night game is Texas A&M. That makes sense.
Washington and Oregon is a shitty game. But
it is.
I still got the Aggies here.
Yep.
I think they're going to beat Texas.
No.
Same. And now they need it. They always needed it, but now they really
need
Texas
it.
Don't. Texas loses. They're still
Texas
in.
Doesn't need it.
Texas doesn't need it. If A&M wins this game, A&M is into the playoffs. They beat the number 3 team in the country.
What's that line? Because I am hammering 6. A&M.
6.
Yeah. Money line.
Texas -6.
Oh, yeah. A&M money line. No question. I don't think... Look, I get everyone's like, oh, yeah, it's a rivalry game. It's a renewed rivalry game. You do not understand what is coming. These people are psychopaths.
Yeah, up in A&M.
These people are fucking lunatics. Those cheerleaders dress the way they do because it's an insane asylum, and they are orderlies.
They haven't played in 10 years.
It is going to be fucking bonkers.
Didn't we send a like
Hard
a pallet
AF
of Hard AF
sponsoring like fucking nine parties up there? So like,
I think we sent like a full pallet, which is 100 cases.
Jesus Christ, man! It's gonna
somebody's gonna die, not from us necessarily,
not from us, but I mean, it'll be all jacked up on 8%. I just mean going for, into
I mean
a
at the game. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna get rowdy as hell up there.
Please
now
stop.
That shit that happened. Here's the funniest narrative about all that. That shit had happened in Texas where the fans are throwing shit onto the field. Like, we could see a replay of that in the opposite direction.
I could see them burning the whole place down.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
The A&M fans, you mean.
This is like the biggest game.
This is their Super Bowl.
In the history of this rivalry.
100%. Wow. And it's been so long. And the tickets, by the way, stop messaging me, please. They're $9,000. There's nothing we can do about it. Like,
yeah, $550 is the lowest
for the last row in the stadium, dude. Like, that's fucking nuts.
It would be very Texas to get beat by A&M here and then A&M go on a run in the playoff.
Yeah.
That would be very
they would have to be
University
Georgia
of Texas.
Too,
but honestly, if Texas gets blown out, fuck them. They're not going to get left out, but leave them out.
They're not going to. It's too big of a brand.
Yeah.
And they've been number three in the nation all year.
I know.
There's nothing you can do about it.
But if they get run out of the stadium,
I don't think that's going to happen either. I think it's a very, very close game, probably.
They were in the playoff last year.
I know.
Yeah.
So they probably should have won the championship.
Yeah.
Well, Washington.
There's still a path for Colorado. You got Kansas State.
Well, so that's the next one. Kansas State, Iowa State. What's the implications there? Who needs to lose?
If Iowa State loses and BYU loses to Houston, which is unlikely at this point.
Colorado would get in.
Colorado would get in. But BYU probably won't lose to Houston.
If Iowa State wins, are they in then?
Yes.
To the championship game?
I mean, they're in the championship game, yeah.
Okay.
No, they got to if
they only have one Big 12 loss, right? Didn't they, or do they have
two? No, they've got two.
What about Kansas State? If they beat Iowa State, what happens to them?
Kansas State's nothing.
They're out?
Yeah. Kansas State is out already. They already lost three.
Nevada, UNLV.
Yeah, are they in? UNLV needs to win. This is a playoff
UNLV's
game.
UNLV's got to get into the Mountain West Championship.
Nevada's feisty.
Okay.
Nevada is feisty. That's going to be a game if you want some fun late night shit.
If that line's bigger than 7, I would take Nevada.
It's 17.5.
Oh, I would take Nevada.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I think this is going to be a tight game.
Okay.
Nevada.
And then Houston at BYU. Is BYU done?
No,
they win.
They win. They win
and
this
Iowa
game,
State
and they're
loses.
In.
They're in.
Yeah,
and Iowa State could easily lose.
They could easily lose to Kansas State.
Yeah,
so.
Kansas State has been okay this year. I mean, honestly,
Kansas State's been a massive disappointment this year.
Yeah, I mean, but they've
but the kid's young. That quarterback's young.
It's an unranked game, but they could very easily be ranked. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a lot of serious games this weekend.
Either way, Thursday through fucking Saturday night, it's just nonstop, dude, bangers. Dan and I, again, will be live for the Ohio State-Michigan game, and then we'll have the other ones going on in a quad so we can keep up with the rest of them.
Yeah, we'll also have a quad in studio.
Yes.
Or we'll have to cripple somebody here, I guess.
No,
I
mean, we'll find a full fucking quad out there.
It's part of our
somewhere.
Contract with my book, and we have to have a quad quadriplegic in here somewhere. Yeah.
They'll just be rolled up right there.
They're not ethical people.
Not at all.
Hey, look, relax.
Right? Not at all.
Special guest, Governor Abbott.
Great.
Just break his arms. He's halfway there.
Fuck yeah,
we'll get him. We'll get him.
That'll be great.
I'll throw a tree at him or something. Yeah.
So if you're around on Saturday and want to come in and have some Hard AF and watch it with us, feel free. We'll get to the sponsors real quick and they'll switch on over to the NFL. First up, obviously, mybookie.com. Promo code DrinkingBrosDoubles. That first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Man, you want to get off the couch and get into the action like I always say on this fucking show? This is the best fucking weekend to do it for. I mean, we just read off that slate of college games. We haven't even sniffed the NFL yet. Tons of bangers to bet on. And if you believe in some of the money lines that we're taking here on the show, and we'll get into that more obviously on the college football show on Wednesday, there's going to be a lot of upsets, I think, this weekend. And you have the opportunity to make a shit ton of money. Well, but let's say you lost a shit ton of money like I did on Saturday, Bob. What happens?
You get a rake back if you're in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program, which if you're a regular player, you're in it. It's really cool. You get a lot of points for making different bets and stuff like that. And then the rake back is one of the many benefits. And basically what it is, you have a bad weekend, they'll toss you a little money back so you can keep feeling alive, basically. Yeah.
Do you know what I did yesterday, which is the most junkiest shit of all time?
What'd you do?
I took, because I didn't bet the NFL and I didn't post it. Because I got killed on Saturday. So I took one. My bookie offers a 13-point teaser if you do four teams. And I could win if tonight's game comes through for me. I forget who that NFL game is. And that would
Chargers-Ravens?
Chargers Ravens, and that would be my my only win for the weekend there. All yeah, right. I've jacked up the Ravens on that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that would be my only win for the weekend. It was such a gross bet that I didn't even want to share it because I was embarrassed about it, and at least I'm admitting it to you on air. However, tonight, I will be using my rakebacks and using it on tonight's game. You will see bets tonight in Drinkin' Bros Sports on Facebook. If you're not a member, subscribe. It is a private group. Now, in my bookie, you just got to use that promo code Drinkin' Bros to double that first deposit up to $1,000. Shit ton of prop bets, all that other stuff, man. I was fucking bang-banging it this weekend trying to chase the dragon, okay? Next up is DrinkinBrosTickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these games other than Texas at Texas A&M, please don't ask anymore. I can't. There's nothing I can do about that. If you got in, you're one of those maniacs, have fun up there. But we're not going, and because we're doing the gig here for my bookie, and you guys have fun up there and drink that hard AF properly. But you can get tickets super cheap for a lot of these fucking games, man. I mean, tickets to Tulane. If you're down there at Tulane, they're $4 just to go in and watch a fucking fun game, root for your team, and get fucked up on Thanksgiving nights. A lot of the NFL tickets are pretty cheap for Thanksgiving as well. So yeah, go to drinkinbrostickets.com. Anything you can imagine, concerts, rodeos, college football, minor league games, you name it, we got it on there. And it's about $10 cheaper than StubHub. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. All right, Ohio State, Michigan. We are doing a massive party. The biggest bar in downtown Columbus is the Short North Pint House. Their lines usually start at around 7 a.m. down there for that Ohio State-Michigan game just to get into the bar.
Kegs and eggs, baby.
Exactly. Because it's fucking crazy. It's one of the best times ever. We are sponsoring that party. Hard AF Seltzer will be doing tastings all day there. Fucking two-for-ones, free booze, all that other crazy shit down in the Short North in Columbus, Ohio. So join us down there for that at the Hard AF Seltzer party there. Again, we're not going to be here. We'll be watching it on the television here with you guys in the picture-in-picture. So we'd agreed to do that in advance. But that'll be a fucking blast. We're live in 12 states right now. Shit, HEBs, Total Wines, all the Total Wines across the nation have the brand new flavors. If you see the green apple on the side of the box, there's all the brand new flavors. Got a brand new store locator on hardafseltzer.com. Enter your city or zip. It'll take you to the closest location nearest you. And last but not least, if you want to invest in the company and become an owner of it, reservations are filling up fast on wefunder.com/hardafseltzer. Invest in the company. That way, when you buy it, give it to your friends and neighbors and all that other stuff. At least you own it. We're leaving 30% of the company open to you at wefunder.com/hardafseltzer. All right, let's get to the NFL. Let's start with tonight's game because we just got off of my bookie, and we'll go with the odds for tonight. Great game tonight. Ravens at the Chargers. Harbaugh Bowl again. Been a few years. We knew this was going to happen eventually, and here we are here tonight. This is Baltimore -2.5, over under 50.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
I already took the Chargers at +3.
Okay. So you're all in on the Chargers. You think the Chargers are going to beat the Ravens tonight?
+3.
Okay. Interesting.
I think it'll be a 1 or 2 point game. I don't know who's going to win.
Okay. Delco.
Yeah, that home crowd for LA is going to be raucous.
Raucous, yeah.
So I'm going to go with the Ravens.
The Ravens. Who you got?
I'll take the Chargers. I'll take the home dog.
Really?
Yeah. All right. I think the Ravens have been a little iffy lately. I think the
not good
are
on the road. Yeah. All season.
Chargers are finding their groove.
It's a strange team, man. They should be better than 7-4. It feels like, but yeah, they. I don't know, but I can't see them going to 7-5. I just Derrick Henry will have a fucking huge game here. I'm going Ravens tonight.
Chargers defense is top 5 in the league.
I know, and look. The Chargers will grind this game down and muck it up. Mm-hmm. But that over, I don't know how they get to 50.5 in this tonight. So I might jack that up as well. I'm going to bet this three different ways, actually. I'll take the straight up Baltimore -2.5. I'll use my bookie's teasers, tease that under up to 57.5. And then
I think you're better off taking the Chargers, adding points to the Chargers if you're going to add.
I am. I'm going to go the other way and then take Chargers +9.5 And then that way I can watch the whole game and enjoy my life over there. Speaking of the NFL, we talked about that snowball game with the Browns and Steelers there.
That was fun.
It was really fun.
Like old school football with a bunch of old school dudes around. I mean, Miles Garrett running around.
Ripping
clubbing
people's
people
fucking
up.
Hearts out.
Chubb running the ball. Fucking, you know, I mean, this is, it's, I was watching this game and couldn't.
So much fun.
Couldn't care less who won.
Me neither. It was such a great game. Yeah. And
Snowball's the best ball.
The only problem, though, if you're a Steelers fan here, swapping Russell Wilson in and out with Justin Fields, it still feels like they're trying to find a quarterback.
Well, in this game, I probably would have played Fields more than Wilson.
To run?
To run, yeah. To be honest, but whatever. I mean,
listen, Jameis has scalps of the Ravens and the Steelers now. You just got to keep going with Jameis, moving forward.
Ride Jameis.
Ride Jameis. Well, they're going to ride him the rest of the year.
They have to.
Yeah, they don't have a choice.
Long-term contract. Get my boy paid.
No.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
I don't think.
They have to have Deshaun Watson under contract for 2 more years. The dead cap hit is $90 million.
Right.
So sign Jameis to a fucking team-friendly deal and let it ride.
They're not.
You don't have any other options.
Better quarterbacks in the NFL than Jameis.
I agree.
I mean, you could pick up Daniel Jones.
No, look, I agree. Well, it's too late for the Browns. Who gives a shit, right?
I don't mean for this year. I just mean like.
Oh, for next year.
For next and the following.
Yeah, I mean.
There's 2 more years of dead space in Cleveland.
Yeah.
They have no options.
Yeah.
They got to sign somebody that's competent that isn't going to cost much.
Maybe he signs as a backup there and then hope that Deshaun dies in a car accident or something like that. Like, I don't know what they're going to do up there. But yes, I agree. He should be on a team. I don't know where that should be, but at least he's going to have the rest of it. He's going to have 7 more games to prove himself. So fuck it. Next up, Vikings versus the Bears. I don't know how this team continues to keep winning.
Well, they're playing the Bears.
Yeah.
No, I know. But they're 9-2. So when you look at that record at 9-2, I mean, they're right there with Detroit, which is fucking nuts to me. Nothing is really impressive about this team. It's strange. They continue to win, though.
Win's all that matters. I mean, the Chiefs just
especially in
barely
the NFL.
Squeaked one out against the Panthers.
No, did you watch the game?
Yeah.
I did. They did not care again until the last 2 minutes, and then they go, all right, let's play. Then they
Free
drove 94 yards.
Came.
Yeah, dude.
Won the game.
They do not care.
Hard to question them at this point. Like, they seem to be doing it right, like not exhausting themselves in the regular season.
They took the second half off. Yeah. Like, they just didn't want to be there anymore.
But what's funny, too, is that in the past 3 years that they've done this, they've lost those games. And they've just, other than the Bills game, they were probably actually, like, trying the whole time or whatever. But they're winning all those games now where they're, like, sleepwalking through. So they're good to go. Like, they don't give a fuck.
No.
They're going to host another AFC championship game.
Lions are now 10-1. Vegas odds keep moving higher and higher for the Lions to win the Super Bowl. Love to see it happen. It'd be a fucking blast. Shit, I'd love to see Lions against Buffalo. Could you imagine those two fan bases?
I like the Lions. I wish nothing but the best for them, except when they play the Eagles.
Oh, your Eagles are coming? Is that what you're implying here?
They look good. They look very good.
They're the Lions. Like, sometimes you just can't shake
who
history
you are
and your stigma.
Yep. Yeah. It's like the Browns.
Did. It's the Mets, right?
Yeah, the Eagles eventually did.
Yeah, you did.
So you did it.
We weren't losers, though.
Yeah, yes, you were losers.
You lost
forever.
Like 5 conference championships in a row.
That was Andy Reid.
Vince Papale.
Who got to another city and immediately started winning championships.
Exactly.
What's the common denominator then?
The city.
Andy Reid.
No, it's the fucking city itself. You guys had open tryouts with Vince Papale for Christ's
sake. Dude, yeah, and the second we cut him, we made the Super Bowl.
Yeah, losers. Losers. And then you guys turned it around.
Nobody likes Vince Papale.
You're very good. Everyone does.
He was a teacher at Innerbro, who was a rival high school.
Right.
He sucks.
Yeah, because he's your rival.
He's a bum.
Yeah, well, he made the Eagles, so...
As a special teams player, and he made like one play.
So did Rudy, and he's lived and a
he
whole
was
fucking
off,
life.
Rudy
dude.
Was offsides.
Sure was.
Yeah.
Rudy.
I
was
actually burned
too.
That jersey we had because I found. I looked back at the tape. I'm like, no.
Yeah. We burned it.
You, yeah.
But they're 10-1. Dolphins are starting to turn it around here.
Too late, probably.
That's what I think.
No,
they're five and six.
The bottom of the AFC playoff pool is really bad.
They can go. They can get hot and make the wild card
easily.
Seven seed
easily.
Because, I mean, they got to catch the Broncos.
Tua had 4 touchdowns in this game.
I mean, so. It was the Patriots.
No, I know. But
Baker Mayfield. And you guys wanted fucking Tua to end his career.
Yeah, I do. Because he's going to end his life if he keeps playing.
He's fine, dude. He's a gladiator. He's a warrior. What are you going to do with
Baker Mayfield's a gladiator.
He sure is.
Because he stays on the field.
Jesus Christ,
that's
man.
How that
and
works.
And then he did the Tommy Cutlets.
Tua needs to die on the field. I think it's appropriate.
It'd be fun. It'd be a fun story.
Yeah, nobody's writing books about Jesus if he makes it to 80.
That's true, yeah. How much is one man's life worth? Just pull the gladiator and carry him off the field over their heads.
Exactly. With the Buccaneers, I don't know if you watched this game because it was awful, but there was a downfield block that Baker ran down the field as his fucking wide receiver was running for 50 yards. And God damn it, dude. I'm really starting to like this guy more week after
week.
Yeah,
but also, and then that touchdown he ran in was very impressive as
Fuck
well.
Fuck yeah, dude.
However, the one where he's running downfield to chase his wide receiver, if that speaker's still on in his head and I'm his OC, I'm like, hey, knock that shit off. Not because he's going to get hurt or anything. Baker doesn't give a fuck about that. He
threw a block downfield. I know, but that he could have gotten hurt on.
I'm not worried about him getting hurt. I'm like, dude, you got to fucking save some.
Yeah.
He's turning into who I thought Johnny Manziel was going to be. And it turns out that it's Baker.
Well, he was always that guy, and Johnny Manziel was never that guy.
In college, he was?
No, he wasn't.
Both of them were identical in college.
No.
Identical. Nah, except for homeboy partied more.
Exactly. One person cared, one did not care.
Baker was a walk-on.
Johnny Manziel enjoyed what he got from playing football. Baker Mayfield enjoys playing football.
Yes.
They're very different things.
It is. But as far as their style of play, running around, crazy throws, blocking people, not giving a shit, throwing your body around... Very similar in college. Cowboys versus Redskins.
This didn't surprise me at all.
It did.
Why?
It's Cooper Rush, and the Cowboys have given up on the year.
You don't game plan against Cooper Rush, one. And two, I've been saying this all year. The Redskins' defense sucks. They'll probably still win 10 games, but their defense is not good.
That wasn't the issue. I wasn't wrong. I was early. Jaden Daniels fucking sucks.
No, he definitely
25
doesn't.
Of 38, 275 and two TDs.
Yeah, that's a
good
game.
Fine.
Dude, they were all garbage time touchdowns. Come on.
No.
Come on, that yardage, he sucks.
He's
he fucking blows. Shane Daniels.
He's pretty fucking good.
Seven carries, 74 yards, another touchdown.
Another L. Yeah. Take that L, dude.
it's a shocking loss.
They'll win 10 games. If they make it into the playoffs, which I think they probably will, they're going to get crushed because their defense is bad.
Yeah.
We're at the point in the season now where bad defenses are getting exposed, and they're one of them.
Yes.
I mean, remember, they had a fire sale last year.
Yep.
On their defense. They got rid of everybody.
So with the Chiefs game here, The only thing that saved me was a 13-point teaser. This was a fucking 10.5-point spread. And again,
yeah, it was 11.
Did it close at 11?
Later in the week, it was 11.
Oh, did you not have all your teasers ruined by the fucking Texans?
I did not, luckily.
Yeah.
Because I got burned on the Texans the week before, too. They lost two in a row.
Yeah, I didn't even bet that game.
No, they won last week, didn't they?
They didn't beat the spread.
They beat the Cowboys last week, though.
Yeah, yeah. it was 2 weeks ago against the Lions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They got beat.
But look, I watched this game because I had money on it. It covered, thankfully. But man, those motherfuckers! And as soon as the Panthers scored, they had to go for two to tie it, which they got. Mahomes just put his helmet on and goes, "Okay, let's go win the game." And that was literally what he said to Kelsey or somebody on the sideline. They just drove down the field 90 yards.
Yeah, why not?
Game over. Backup kicker doesn't. It just doesn't matter. This is the best team.
It felt. I don't know if planned is the right way. It's just like...
It did feel planned. That's the way I felt.
You know how when you're like fighting somebody that's younger than you or something, like your little brother, and you just let him get one in?
Yeah.
You let him get you in a, like, hey, I'll give you... You could start fucking with me pinned to the mat, and then we'll see who wins. That's kind of what it feels like for them. They're bored.
Listen, the NFL's real to me, damn it. All right?
It is. I want to say this. Bryce Young, I would love to see what he does with talent. He's looked pretty good the last couple weeks. If Adam Thielen finally came back for these guys because he was buried on my fantasy roster somewhere, but he could be all right. This is just a dog shit team.
21 for 35.
It's not, I mean, but it's the Chiefs defense too. Like, you know, it's not terrible. Titans versus Texans here. This is a shocker. Jesus Christ. A lot of people lost a lot of money on this.
Levis torched them.
How and why and what is wrong with this team? They're now 7-5. They started off 7-1.
Banged up.
I mean, the Titans have. Not many. They have Calvin Ridley, they've got Tony Pollard, and they've got Will Levis. They're going to win a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's not a terrible combo. Yeah. It's the NFL. They're going to win some games.
Like, I know he's the quarterback, but how the fuck is Will Levis their captain?
I don't know. And he's doing those mayonnaise commercials.
Nobody else has been there more than 3 years.
Have you seen those mayonnaise commercials he's doing now?
Yeah, because he puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
Yeah, they're really funny commercials.
You should be kicked out of the league for that.
It's like butter coffee, right?
No, it's not.
It's not. Sure isn't.
Mayonnaise has egg white and vinegar in it. What the fuck are you doing putting that in your coffee?
It was a fun phase in like 2017, spending $12 on a butter coffee.
Butter coffee?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when you could just make it yourself.
Yeah.
I just carried butter around.
That's it. Next up, Broncos against the Raiders. God damn it, dude. Minshew gave it his all here. So I actually watched this. The first time I watched the Raiders all year in real life because I wanted to see what would happen, and there wasn't a lot of good afternoon games on in the quad. This is the only thing that filled it up. The Raiders have no fucking offense.
Where are you getting the
whatsoever
tattoo?
Or on my ass? But that was what the listener shows.
Okay, I think it should be on. It should be a face tat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right here above the eyebrow.
Yeah.
Let's ride.
But here's the thing: the Raiders have a really good defense with Crosby and those guys. Like, this game was closer than it should have been because there is not one single person on offense that I recognize there besides Minshew, and Brock Bowers is the best tight end in football.
Jacoby Myers is good.
No, he's not. Yeah. He's like a fourth option for somebody, not your starting fucking wide receiver.
Guy. He's
Look,
a slot guy.
He had 10 catches which for is 121
where,
yards.
He's a slot guy, which is what he was before Davante Adams fled, which is the smart move. I'm not saying he shouldn't have done it. He should have fled somewhere other than the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Is it? Yeah. But
getting out of the Raiders franchise is
if
always
If they let
a smart
Tom
move.
Brady work with his team and keep that defense together, they could have something in the future. Mm. I think the Raiders. And it's a fun place now. You're in Vegas. You should be able to get some cool people out there with Brady in there as long as Homeboy doesn't fuck it up. Packers at the 49ers. Brock Purdy was out in this game. Everybody was out in this game.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Packers bore me.
Packers are 8-3.
They're gross. They stink.
Josh Jacobs lit it up for me in fantasy. Shout out to him.
Not afraid of the Packers.
Not either. I'm not either, to be honest with you. And I don't think they're a real threat at all.
No.
Cardinals, Seahawks, neither of these teams are a threat. This was an awful game to watch.
I like the Cardinals.
So fucking boring. Well, they scored 6 points.
If the season ended today, both of those teams are in the playoffs.
God. Why?
Because everybody in the NFC sucks.
Yeah. No, dude. It's NFC's top bad. Heavy. Same as the AFC.
Nah,
and then last but not least, the Eagles, man. The Eagles look like the best team in the NFC right now.
We're overcoming our coaching.
Well, here's the thing. What you're really doing is limiting Jalen Hurts on his throws, having him run more. It's identical to what they're doing in Buffalo, and that's the success for both of those teams this year, is limiting the mistakes of the quarterback by only letting them throw 20, 22 times a game and having them run, design runs for 12, 14 carries a game. And it's
Kellen Moore is a good offensive coordinator. Sirianni's getting out of the way. And then Saquon's the MVP.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He should be.
I believe so, too.
It should be either him or Derrick Henry, frankly, right?
I think Barkley is now surpassing him in yards.
But we'll see how the rest of the season. There's still games left. The Giants let Saquon go. They didn't want to pay him. Titans let Derrick Henry go. They didn't want to pay him. Raiders let Josh Jacobs go. They didn't want to pay him. Those three teams are 7-26, and the teams they went to are 24-9.
Yep.
They went to good franchises, though.
Okay.
Who was the other one?
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs went to Green
the
Bay.
Packers, yeah.
Who was the other one you mentioned? Derrick Henry?
Henry from the Titans, Saquon Ravens. From the Giants.
Saquon, yeah. I mean, maybe running backs are important.
And Josh Jacobs to the Packers, without him on that team, they fucking suck.
They're terrible.
They win 4 or 5 games this season.
Yep.
I don't know about Henry and Baltimore. You know, they probably would win 8 or 9 games still, even without him. But
I consider Saquon to be more than just a running back. He's just like a freak athlete.
Yeah.
He really is.
He's a fucking animal.
He's amazing. And it's nice to see him with a great team and what he could actually do.
He's probably the most fun dude to watch play in the NFL right now.
But imagine if he would have started off on a great team his entire career.
He belongs in Pennsylvania.
Shitty Giants team.
Now it sucks that the NFL draft is so frequently populated by shitty franchises at the top, which is just the way it is, obviously. But like, there's a lot of great players that just get drowned out.
This is why we need relegation instead of just assigning draft picks based on being a loser, right? We need like the Giants and the Panthers should be kicked out of the league for a year.
So like the XFL?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or somewhere. Send them to play soccer for a year.
Because to Bob's point, the coach of the Giants had to sit down with Malik Nabers after his ran after the game because yeah, man, he's a fucking unbelievable wide receiver, and they're throwing Tommy DeVito out there. His numbers are going to look like shit. It's going to fuck him up, dude. And there's no way. This is his second outburst of the year. He's fucking out of there, Malik Nabers, and he's great.
You think the Tommy DeVito magic's gone?
Probably. I mean, it's tough for a guy like Malik Nabers or probably basically any high draft pick because you've been winning your whole life. That's just it. Like, you're probably, unless there's some quarterbacks that end up playing in like mediocre schools that'll get drafted in the top 10. But like the skill position players, especially, are usually like dudes who come from like Ohio State or LSU Alabama, and shit like that. Georgia.
It is always sick though when like a really bad high school has just a 5-star.
Yeah.
Remember when Pitt had Larry Fitzgerald? Mm-hmm. And we all were like, man, imagine if you
Calvin
played at
Johnson
a real school.
Had, well, he's at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that's right, dude. He was at Tech. Son of a bitch.
And they didn't really throw the
ball. I mean, Randy Moss went to fucking Marshall.
Yeah.
Jerry
was supposed
choice.
To
yeah,
be
yeah, yeah,
somewhere
yeah.
else.
He's at Notre Dame.
Didn't Jerry Rice go to like Southwest Mississippi State or some bullshit like that? Yeah, but that was fucking in the 70s. Who cares about that?
Jerry Rice also a fraud. Cheater. Big, big cheater.
What?
I don't even
stick him.
Yeah. Stick him. No, he's not.
He wouldn't have those catches if he wasn't wearing all that stick him on his hands.
No, he's fine. Have you seen the shit the players wear now? Jesus Christ, man. They can catch it with two fingers.
It's like gloves that have Spider-Man claws on them or whatever the fuck.
It's a magnet for the ball.
So I bought them for my kid for this season.
It's not technically stick'em, but whatever that stuff is. Oh. It's like those pads that people have for, well, one, you can. They make them for cleaning your weapon, right? So the top side is felt and the bottom side is this stuff, and it's some kind of plastic that sticks to everything.
I was throwing balls with him in the backyard. I go, just give me one of those gloves. Just give me the right hand. So I put the right-handed glove on, and dude, I could catch it with like three fingers. Mm. I was like, this is fucking insane. Every kid is wearing him at like 6 years old.
How are you dropping literally. Any balls?
6 years old. At six, and then if you're wearing this the rest of your life, But then that's why you see so many fucking kids and college and NFL players trying to catch it with one hand because it looks impressive for a highlight, and then they fucking drop the goddamn ball because they think they can. But yeah, that's not going anywhere. Fight-wise, is there anything going on for UFC or are we out of here?
Peter Yan won his fight.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else?
Stuff's coming up later. There's a pay-per-view in December. Bilal's out, so... Rachmaninoff's fighting, I think, Usman? Maybe for an interim title, we'll see.
Okay. And then Francis Ngannou said he would to go against John Jones. Is that realistic or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
John's not going to fight him, and he's not going to fight Aspinall. No. He's going to fight Oliveira.
They would never pay either enough money. Like, John, I think...
Pereira, I think you mean.
He could fight Pereira. John could still fight Pereira, but I think he's going to want like $30 million. And I don't think Dana's.
Yeah, he's not. That's the problem. John's not under contract anymore. So he can't be forced into anything at this point. He's got to agree to the fight, which is always technically the case in UFC, especially at his level. But you're going to have to pay. Like, historically, that would be $3 million payout.
If he's not
plus
on
back end or whatever.
Well, let me ask you this. If he's not under contract for the UFC anymore,
he can do whatever he wants.
Can he go to PFL and fight Ngannou? Because they got the money to do it.
They're not going to do that.
$30 million for both guys? Because if Ngannou, if Jones gets
we would
Ngannou's
all pay for that, though, and it would put PFL on the map.
I think he is technically, like, he has a non-compete or something. Like, he can't go anywhere. Yeah. But he's fight by fight for the deal.
Yeah,
so he's going to ask for like $35, $40 million. Yeah. He's just going to retire.
I don't know. It depends on the money.
I think he should fight Aspinall. I don't know why he wouldn't. It's a no-lose situation. Forget about, like, nobody gives a fuck about you being undefeated. You were doing cocaine and shit. You know what I mean? It's like, either you beat him and you fucking go down as the GOAT.
Well, he already does go down as the GOAT.
I don't think so. Anderson Silva's the GOAT.
No.
Anderson Silva had 7 title defenses in a row. He fucking won 11 straight fights in
Demetrius
the most competitive.
Johnson also up there.
Yeah. Mighty but Mouse is up there. By the way, Mighty Mouse, you know what he's doing in his spare time now? Showing up to these fucking BJJ tournaments and just fucking people up.
Yeah.
Dude.
He loves it. He absolutely loves it.
It's really funny because he's like, you would be at his age, you would be in the seniors division.
Yes.
Right? And he's fighting dudes that are, I mean, other black belts for sure.
But the other, here's the thing, because I was asking my kid's jiu-jitsu instructor about that. I go, what's the allure of that? And he goes, man, even his coach was just like, and even though I get killed, it'd just be an honor to be in the ring with him. Mm. Like, dead serious.
People are lining up to fight him, and he fucks him up immediately.
Yeah.
Because he's still an incredible, forget about even, You take an athlete like him and you give him a little bit of skill, he's beating everybody else in that fucking pool.
But he just loves it. Yeah. So I think it's cool. And if you want to get destroyed by our hero, it's pretty rad, man.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're in BJJ, just stand up. They take you down, just stand up.
Yeah,
that's all you gotta do.
It's so easy.
It would be kind of fun to try to take batting practice off of Maddox.
Yeah, just once?
Just to see if I could even fucking hit the ball.
Right now?
So
even right now.
He'll groove at like 60. I want to fucking crank
it. They just did it on Dude Perfect. Mm-hmm. I just watched it. It was the closer for the Rangers, Bob.
Yeah, I saw that. I forget his name.
He got a hit.
I mean, he throws 98.
He threw 98 the entire time, and the dude got a hit.
Well, did you see that thing Maddox did? So they were filming a commercial.
Imagine if he blows out his arm pitching to Dude Perfect.
So that's what happened. So there was a break in the footage. Mm. He had a conversation with the manager. He allegedly couldn't speak English, and they go, "Hey, man, so we're going to shorten this to two more pitches." And they were like, "Okay."
It's like what happened to your stud pitcher? Oh, he had to get Tommy John because he was pitching to Cody from Dude Perfect.
That's exactly what it was.
Someone
not
would
Cody and, was the other one.
Someone would and should lose their job if a major player gets injured in a Dude Perfect.
It was
video.
Their star reliever.
Like, I mean, Edwin Diaz hasn't come back from the World Baseball Classic, but at least that's a competitive game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter or mean anything, but at least it's competitive. Yeah. Did you ever see that thing where Maddox was trolling Chris Bryant back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like that was not that long ago. I still feel like Mattis could dust you up pretty good.
Oh yeah,
he's the best pitcher ever.
Yeah, it would be
ever.
Yeah. Agreed. And it would be it's not, like the mile per hour doesn't matter if it's fucking darting at the last second. Like you're not squaring up a ball that moves like that.
No,
full stop, bitch.
I don't want to do it because you would just have bumblebees in your hands all afternoon, and I would have to go fight him.
Yeah.
Beating up an old autistic man is not—that's not a good look.
You get to see his bush. I heard it's
that'll be true.
Legendary.
Yeah,
legendary.
So that story they told in the doc, by the way, about him pissing on people's legs—that's 100% true.
Yep.
One of the a relief pitcher from the Braves told me that in Iraq, actually.
Back
in 2007.
Remember Hudson? Tim Hudson told us when we were at the
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, dude, he's great.
But everybody still loves him. Yeah.
I love him. Appreciate you tuning in. This will air later, so no need to say head on over to Fake News on Patreon.
Yeah, I'll just upload it now.
We'll see what happens here, kids. Go to mybookie.com, bet with us or against us. Just make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit up to $1,000. Go to iTunes, rate this show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify, just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony to Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
¿Ya está lista tu lista de regalos? Con los ahorros de Black Friday en The Home Depot, llévate gratis una herramienta seleccionada de las mejores marcas como Ryobi o Milwaukee. Cuando compras un kit de batería seleccionado, escoge entre sierras, multiherramientas y mucho más. Termina tu lista más rápido y pasa más tiempo sorprendiendo a los tuyos. The Home Depot. Haces más. Logras más. Límite de uno por transacción. Aplican restricciones. Lista completa de herramientas elegibles en la tienda y por internet.